This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Peter Sepp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, located just outside the nation's capital. It's the largest grassroots taxpayer organization in the country. We want to get Pete's reaction today to a new report from the Congressional Budget Office that actually shows that it's the middle class, not the very wealthy, not the poor, that actually pay the majority of federal taxes. And Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, according to the CBO study, it's those who earned in the households now, not just necessarily individuals, households earning between just over $34,000 a year and just under $142,000 a year, paying just over a majority of the taxes. What do you make of that, and how does that trend over time?
Well, they might come close to paying a majority of the federal taxes, but it's actually the highest fifth of households that still account for the lion's share. In fact, they have 69% of all federal tax liabilities. That's income, payroll, excise, and corporate income taxes that they're responsible for. And incredibly, their share of the income, the overall earnings of America, is 56%. The top fifth of income earners in this country actually is the only fifth that pays more in taxes than it has in income share.
And Pete, in terms of how the tax law is likely to change in the coming months when a lot of the Bush tax cuts are either repealed or otherwise dealt with, how much will that change? Will we see a market shift on that? How do you read that?
I think there will be a shift in the tax liabilities borne by the next highest income level. That's where the significant changes will occur, because if Congress allows some of the Bush tax cuts to expire, those who consider themselves in the upwardly mobile portion of society will be the hardest hit. They will see income tax rates go from around 15% or 20% back up closer to 30%. The top earners, of course, will face rates as high as 40%. They're now at about 35%, but they will be better able to cope with those changes by simply shifting income and assets overseas or in some other kind of business venture. Those who are a little lower on the scale, who are still doing a little better than the middle class but aren't super rich, they won't have as many of those options. And the important thing to remember about them is they comprise a large number of small business owners and sole proprietors, the people who have the most potential to give us an economic recovery. If they get hit with high taxes at this point in time, we could very well see ourselves go into the second dip of a recession rather than a recovery.
We're talking with Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union. And Pete, I mentioned that the window that they're talking about here for the majority of federal tax revenues started with $34,300. If you go below that, the average federal income tax rate was negative 0.4%. If you go below $20,000, negative 6.8%. Explain that for our listeners, if you can, and just how large this percentage is growing of Americans that don't actually kick into the federal tax pool.
What's happening there is the federal earned income tax credit is zeroing out people's liabilities and, in fact, is giving them money back even beyond what they would have normally owed to the federal government. That's what's called a refundable tax credit. And it adds directly to the U.S. budget deficit because, of course, if you get back more money than your actual tax liability, that's what's called a subsidy. And that's coming directly out of the federal budget. It's one reason why there is a growing concern that there are tens of millions of American households who have very little vested interest in the way the federal government spends money and keeps its finances in order. After all, if you just keep getting checks back from Washington, D.C., far more than you ever send there, what's your motivation to demand accountability from government? That's a concern.
So a dependency class is clearly on the horizon, if not already here?
Well, it certainly is coming close, and I think we'll need to see over the next couple of years exactly where the tax burden might shift. Right now, we have a very progressive tax system, even if you count in things like payroll taxes, which many say are actually regressive. Still, the top fifth of earners in this country account for the lion's share of all federal taxes paid. That doesn't mean that the other quintiles of income don't bear a heavy tax load too. Some do, some don't. But it's an inescapable fact that right here, right now, our tax system extracts a lot from people who make a lot.
Last question here, Pete. Obviously, we're running record deficits. Our debt is higher than it's ever been. And you're going to have those in Congress and around the country of a certain perspective who say that, well, that means we have to increase revenues and that means we have to raise taxes. What specifically do you see on the horizon perhaps aimed at that? And do you think that that philosophy is going to accomplish the goal in squaring the books?
I think there will be much more pressure to renege on promises, both from Democrats and Republicans, who said if taxes go up at all, they will only go up for the richest Americans. I don't think that anyone who believes they can get hundreds of billions of dollars in new revenues can simply extract it from the wealthiest of Americans. They're going to propose things like value-added taxes or increases in things like the gasoline tax or the payroll tax. They won't necessarily raise the amount of revenue that high taxers are hoping for, because that will only hurt the economic growth, and in turn, that will depress other kinds of tax receipts. But if they have this ambition of closing the deficit by raising revenues alone, they're going to get it from tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people, not just some tiny portion of society.
Pete, sobering analysis, but very important to hear. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Peter Sepp is Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.